In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Brian LeBlanc. Hello, Brian.
Andy, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. You sound like you're healthy. That's good news, right?
Yes, sir. It's great news.
Where do you live? Where you hold up right now?
I am in the northwest corner of Connecticut, a little town called Goshen.
Okay. Sticks.
It's in the sticks, which is a good thing nowadays.
You've got a few musical enterprises going at once, don't you?
Yes, sir. I have the song that you're going to play today.
Yeah.
It's our original band called Blank Faces, which is B-L-A-N-C, kind of like my last name, Blank for Blank. We have a couple albums that we released in Europe on a record label called Frontiers. We did a couple of records for them. We're starting to record some new stuff right now. Was friends with Paul Schaefer for a long time, band leader from
Letterman.
Yeah. I used to fool around singing like Neil Diamond all the time. I was always doing that. He told me in his voice, and I could do it for you, he goes, "You know, I think it would be fantastic if you did a Neil Diamond tribute act. I've had guys on the show, and they like them, but I think they'll love you."
Wow. You're probably good at it because you seem to have a good ear for other people's voices.
I guess so, man. I figured it out later on in life. So I do the Neil Diamond thing. I've been doing that, I don't know, maybe like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I said, you know, I know I could sing like some other folks. I said, so, and then I started this other act where I changed my voice around a lot. All in one show. I do Billy Joel, and then I go to Johnny Cash and Neil Diamond and Tom Petty and, you know, all this other stuff. That's called the One Stop Pony Band.
But you also do a wedding band, do you not?
I do. So I guess that's three things, or four.
Four things, count. My goodness.
Jeez, it's crazy, right?
It is crazy. So what's the name of the Neil Diamond tribute act that you do?
Yep, that's called Simply Diamond.
Simply Diamond.
The name of the wedding band is LeBlanc Brothers Band.
So basically, right now with this pandemic, you're out of three jobs, right?
I'm out of all jobs.
Oh, my goodness. The goal was to never work a day job ever again. Whatever you had to do, Brian, right?
That's correct, man. And, you know, that's the thing with all musicians these days. You know, you have to wear a lot of different hats.
So what are you doing in these down times? How have you been feeling these days?
For me, you know, some good has come out of it. And, you know, I'm unemployed, which is, you know, odd. And, you know, I got to really, you know, worry about that. But my daughter's home from school, so I'm spending a lot of time with her. And I wrote some new songs, which I think are coming out real nice. So we'll maybe do another Blank Faces record. So I'm looking forward to that.
Good idea. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Brian LeBlanc. Give me an idea how many gigs you lost. Do you have a number? Do you have a number of that?
You know what? It's funny. I don't even really look at my schedule and stuff. I really kind of can't deal with it. I travel around the country, and, you know, and I'll play, you know, small theaters, and I said, geez, and, you know, I was supposed to be in North Carolina this month. I think the gig was maybe today or yesterday or something, but I said, geez, next time I'm in a theater, I might be playing to like a theater full of people with masks on.
I think some places are going to be opening. I heard a country show is going to happen, but it's only going to be like 20% full, and people are going to be seated, like you say, about five seats away from each other.
You know, unfortunately, I know the economic repercussions from that will be, you know, geez, you know, we can only sell a quarter of the house, so you'll have to play for a quarter of the price.
That is probably the bottom line right there.
Yeah, I tried it one day at a time, man. I learned that from my mother. God bless her.
Tell me about the song we're going to hear that you did write a while back for another reason called We Will Rise. Very apropos for today.
It is. You know, I mean, I'm sure you could remember like yesterday, you know, when 9/11 hit. I know a lot of younger people, you know, they weren't even alive.
That's very true.
Scary how fast time goes by. But I just know that sinking feeling I had. And I pretty much had the whole thing written, but I couldn't find the first line to the song. And then my brother came up with the first line to the song. I've been praying for the healing rains to wash away the scars on me.
Yeah.
I said, wow, that's it, man.
There you go. There you go. That's a winner.
So I think we're all praying for the healing rain.
You got a few websites. Where can people find out more about you and not book a gig with you?
Yeah. You know, you would never know from this interview, but I'm not a very good self-promoter. But, you know, I'm not on Facebook and doing all that stuff. So, I mean, just like, which is not good, I guess.
Give me one general website or place where people can contact Brian LeBlanc.
Sure. It would be the One Stop Pony Band. So onestopponyband.com, and you could use the word one or the numeral one as well. Also, and most importantly, just want to thank my wife, Roseanne LeBlanc, for holding down the full-time job right now while I'm unemployed. And on the side, she gets me all my gigs. She got me the record deal that We Will Rise is on. She got me this phone interview. She's the best.
Brian LeBlanc here at 100.7 WHUD. Come on, give me a little bit of Sweet Caroline. You ready, Brian?
Oh, Sweet Caroline, how good times never seem so good.
Yeah, there it is. Free concert from Brian. Brian LeBlanc in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Here's the song called We Will Rise. It's a good one. We appreciate you hanging out with us here at 100.7 WHUD. Brian, thank you.
Thanks, Andy. God bless.